Show him today's daf yomi is Gittin Pei Dalet Gittin 84. In today's daf yomi, the Gemara cites a brisa which tells us that let's say the husband says to his wife, "I'm divorcing you. Hareza gitecha manasha tali l'rakia," on the condition that you go up to heaven. On those circumstances, what would be the case? So the Rabbanan in the brisa say it's not a get, ain't a get. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says kazeh get. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says in this circumstance it is a get. What's the reason why he says it's a get? He says because it's an impossible tonight. It's an impossible conditional clause, and so therefore, when it's an impossible condition, we immediately wipe away the condition, and therefore it's just a get because it's an unconditional get. This is the dispute in the brisa, but how is it? How is this person? How would the Rabbanan say it's a valid Tanai? Because the Tanai is able to be upheld. How is that possible? How can a person fly up to heaven? So the Gemara Bava Metzia says that if you fulfill the condition, it's a get. And Tosfos says here, how are you possibly able to fulfill this get? And so Tosfos answers that you do it via the name of God, meaning to say you use this magical purposes, the name of God, and therefore you're able to fly up to heaven. So Rabbi Akiva Eger, in his commentary in the Gilyon HaShas, cites the Tosfos to Chagiga, Yudal Ramabez, who says that they entered, the four who entered into the paradise, the orchard of Torah to study, and they did it via the name of God. But they say they didn't actually go up, it just to heaven, it just appeared to them like they went up to heaven. And so we see from here, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, that it's impossible to go up to the heaven, even through the name of God. So how could we say that you've gone up to heaven through the name of God? So Tiferes Yaakov says that Tosfos and Chagiga doesn't mean that they didn't go up at all. It just means that they didn't go up to the highest place in heaven, but they could actually go up to the heaven. Really, we see from here that the Gemara understands the possibility that you could go up to heaven, that you could allow yourself to go up to heaven. They anticipated, to my mind, this possibility years before air travel. But now it's of course, you could go up to the sky. It's no problem. But the Gemara, 2,000 years ago, anticipated this scenario.